Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative.
Here she is, sitting here, stubbing in.
Here she is.
How you feeling there, girl?
Breathing all over the microphone. I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday, but I do want to say that I think it's an interesting thing when your body says, hey, time to take a break. And I'm going to make you sick to take a break, right?
If your body has to force you, it will, unfortunately.
Yes,
so
it will.
Well, easy on yourself, because you've been so busy.
Yeah, I've been a little busy, but I do have to say that I'm so excited, because that's what happens. We get busy, and we want to get out and take a break. We want to make the most of our vacation time, and that's why it's so important to have Bonnie Pintozzi every week to talk about travel, to talk about getting the heck out of here. Right, Bonnie?
Oh, we're going to get the heck out of here. Our guest today is going to take us there. Today we are going to interview Maggie Moran Holland, who is the Area Sales Director for the Midwest USA for Silver Sea Cruises. So let me tell you a little bit about Silver Sea, and then Maggie will just fill in so many of these blanks. The Silver Sea Voyages and Cruise Expeditions sail to over 800 destinations on all seven continents, more than any other cruise line, large or small. So let's bring Maggie on. Maggie spent the day on Monday with us here in Traverse City. We loved it, and we did some training, and we had some consumer events. And we're always mesmerized when Maggie comes to town and talks to us about who is Silver Sea Cruises and why would you go with them. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you?
We are doing just great. Well, you know, that was a great lead-in.
And yes, and I just looked at the website, and here's why I'm in. the first thing, two words, ultra luxury.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Yes.
That is what I want.
And Maggie is going to tell us what that's all about. We're going to get a great picture of the Silver Sea Cruises and why so many people come back with the wow factor. They just said, we can't believe these. So, Maggie, let's take us a little bit to give an overview of who Silver Sea Cruises and kind of the why factor.
You know, it's interesting. I've been with Silver Sea almost 18 years now, and it's just as amazing that when we opened our doors, we just had one little vessel on our fleet. And today we have eight, soon to be nine, beautiful vessels. And, you know, I think by the magic ingredient with Silver Sea is one of the things is the size of these ships. They are all Ocean View suites, and they carry anywhere from 296 to 596 guests, which in the world of cruising, that's quite small.
That's very small, yeah.
But the unique thing is that we can get into waterways and destinations that large ships simply can't, you know, get into. One example that I can think of off the top of my head is the canal in Greece. It's located near the ancient city of Nassian, and most other cruise lines that go there book it as a shore excursion type of trip to go through the Corinth Canal. But we literally take our vessel two to three times a year through that transit, which is a very, very narrow passage. It's a magnificent sight to see when you're on a ship and going through that canal. Another one I can think of that I did about 6 years ago that I absolutely loved was the Baltic. And we went to St. Petersburg, and we literally dock about two blocks from the Hermitage Museum.
So oh, my gosh.
Those are some things that I really love that are special about our ships. I think the other thing that really stands out, in my opinion, is the personalized service that we offer our guests on board. You know, the crew is trained from the very first day not only to anticipate our guest needs, but to exceed those expectations. And one way we do this is with our butler service. We are the only cruise line in the marketplace that has butler service for every single category. not just a room with a two-bedroom suite, but a room with a picture window, rooms with verandas. Every single guest will have a butler and a steward or stewardess to look after them. So you can imagine the attention to detail that these crew members give to our guests.
See, I told you this was the place for me.
Oh, and when you hear more and more, your butler will be there for sure. But also, you speak about your recent travels on Silver Sea, and you had a great experience. I believe your son was on with you recently, too, on one of the excursions. Let's talk about that a little bit, because when we saw some of the incredible pictures, I mean, we're all wowed, too, when we're sitting there going through the presentation. But let's paint that picture for our listeners on the radio.
Well, you know, Silver Sea is unique in the luxury cruise marketplace in that we have our luxury classic cruising experience on our five vessels, which carry from 296 to 540 guests. But then we also have our three little ships in our Silver Sea Expedition product. And these are small ships. They carry anywhere from 100 to 132 guests. And they will take you to destinations across the world that some destinations you've probably never even heard of before. Tiny little remote islands, places in Micronesia, Melanesia, South Pacific. I recently came back from a cruise in May where we went to Western Papua. It's owned by Indonesia, into a place called Agat to see the Osmet tribe. And it was a fantastic experience. We also went up to the Coral Triangle, which is kind of between Borneo and New Guinea, which is some of the best diving and snorkeling in the world. So there are destinations that are familiar and they're not so familiar. But what the great part about it is that you're only on with an expedition product from 100 to 132 guests and on our classic fleet, you know, 296 to 540 guests.
And some of those excursions were just amazing. When you, not only did you get to the destinations, but some of the things that you were able to do there, if you can describe a little bit about those.
Well, one example that Bonnie had mentioned that I talked about on Monday was a trip to the Galapagos.
Yes.
We have a ship that goes to the Galapagos. It's a Saturday to Saturday departure, so it goes every week. And we package it beautifully with a two-night hotel, pre-cruise hotel package, a little bit of sightseeing in Quito. And then we fly our guests down to the Galapagos Islands, and they board the ship for a seven-day cruise. And I think I strongly recommend this for family travel in the summer months or the holiday season for multi-generational groups, because all ages, from kids from 6 to 106, will love that product. One example I have is I took my 15-year-old son out on a snorkeling trip, because they snorkel every day. And we get in the water, and there's a sea lion. They come right up to you. They have no fear of humans. And the sea lion had a stick in his mouth. So the one thing you tell a kid is, don't touch the animals. Well, what does he do? He goes and pulls a stick out of the sea lion's mouth. I'm like, what did I tell you? So he went and gave the stick back to the sea lion. The sea lion came around, dropped the stick. They end up playing fetch underwater.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when we got back on the Zodiac, he said to me, Mom, why did you keep pulling on my fins? And it wasn't me. It was a sea lion picking at his fins to have him come back and play when we left.
Oh, my gosh. That is so great.
You can't get up close and personal to nature, to anything other than that. Think about playing, you know, throwing
a stick. Playing fetch with a sea lion in the Galapagos Islands. I feel as though, you know, you need to be writing a book, okay, Maggie?
Maggie could.
You know, I want to talk a little bit because I'm looking at this website, silversea.com, and I'm looking at all your destinations. And of course, when we think about cruise travel, we always think about the Caribbean and Central America, and we think some of the things that everybody kind of has that. But you have such distinct, different options here. I want to ask you about the Russian Far East in that location. Something that you would never think about in cruise travel, and yet Silver Sea is doing this.
Yes, we have a couple of cruises. In fact, we had a few charters this year. We have a charter next year to that destination. It's one of the best destinations in the world for birding. So any bird lovers, they would love that trip. I mean, the ship gets right up to these sea cliffs and sea caves with thousands and thousands of birds. All different species are flying above you and around you. It visits the Kamchatka Peninsula. I have not personally done that trip because it's always sold out. But it is a very popular destination, and we do have it in the schedule for 2017.
It looks fantastic. I mean, and some of the other ones that you're bringing people to, Polynesia, Micronesia, Melanesia, I mean, just this Polynesian luxury cruise where, as you pointed out before with Silver Sea, you can get up close and personal where other ships just can't do it.
They can't do it at all. Mm-mm.
There is one departure that I would love to go on. It's October 18th this year, and we're doing it next year over Thanksgiving, where we're starting in Borneo and ending in Singapore. Next year we're starting in Bali and ending in Singapore. It goes to a place called Kumai, which is on the south coast or south part of Borneo. And there is a special place called Camp Leakey. It's in a national park, and there is an orphanage there, an orangutan orphanage that was started by Dr. Leakey.
Oh, my gosh.
Who was actually one of Dr. Leakey's three angels. You know, he had three students that became the Leakey angels. It was Diane Fossey, who studied the gorillas, who studied the chimpanzees, and then Dr. Galdakas, who studied the orangutans. She spent her entire life studying and helping these animals in the wild when, you know, a lot of deforestation was going on there. So she has this orphanage of 300-plus orangutans that live there. And every time she goes up to visit them, she'll take a small group of people, which will be the people that will be on that cruise in October, to go up into the rainforest to this special little orphanage to meet the animals.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah. One thing I learned about orangutans that I didn't know, this is they love coffee. So she goes up there with a cup of coffee, and they all have coffee with her.
And you can be a part of that with Silver Sea. That's. Can I ask you a question? I know that we talk on the travel show with Bonnie. We talk a lot about places people go. But I want to know who comes up with these excursions. Like, who from Silver Sea is saying, you know what, let's try to get in with the orangutans.
Yeah. Let's have coffee.
Who is doing that, Maggie?
We have an excellent, excellent expedition team, and these are all professionals in their own right, marine biologists, geologists, ornithologists. Now, I'm talking about Silver Sea Expeditions. Remember, we wear two hats here. We have the classic fleet and expedition product. So we have a fleet of these, a group of professionals who actually go out on expedition with our guests. So when you get into a Zodiac with these guests, or with these expedition team, it's you, an expedition team leader, and then the Zodiac driver. And they will take you out and do interpretive talks about what you're seeing, the behavior of the animals, or the destination in general. And then they do a recap every evening and then tell you about what you're going to be seeing the next day. So a little bit different than the classic cruising experience, but also wonderful, wonderful adventure.
And on the classic side of the cruise adventure, we have a brand new ship coming out, correct?
Yes, yes. We have the Silver Muse. It will be coming out in April of next year. It will be our largest ship in the fleet. It will carry 596 guests, still falling into that small luxury cruise ship range, 40,700 tons, and 411 crew, I believe, will be taking care of those 596 guests.
You know, I know that the comment has been made from your chairman. Actually, it's when it comes to cruise ships, he doesn't believe that bigger is better, but rather the right size is better. And you have just nailed it with that right size, because you can do things, and it's going to be an incredible ship. I mean, when they describe it as simply divine, Maggie, let's just kind of talk a little bit more about the Muse, because I looked at the photographs and I looked at all the presentation that you were doing. This is an incredible vessel.
Yes, it's going to have all the rooms are all suites. This average room starts at 387 square feet. So that's like a mini suite on other premium lines. We will have 34 of the larger silver suites that are almost 800 square feet and 10 two-bedroom units. The unique thing I love about this ship, though, is there's going to be 10 dining venues on board. So at Silver Sea, we have an open seating policy in our main dining rooms where you can go and dine where you'd like, with whom you'd like, and when you'd like. And then we have other alternative restaurants where you can make reservations as early as 120 days prior to dine in these smaller, different, unique style restaurants. And they'll range anywhere from an Asian fusion to Italian to a hot rocks concept where we have these lava rocks that we heat up a certain number of hours and the meat will come seared on the lava rock. And we also have a new feature that just started. We rolled it out on the Silver Spirit. We're going to be introducing it to the Muse, which is 24-hour room service anywhere, anytime. So say, for example, Bonnie comes back from a shore excursion and she's, you know, misses lunch and she's really into reading her book up in the Panorama Lounge. And she's a little hungry, so she picks up the phone, she calls and orders her Caesar salad and her Chardonnay, and it comes to where she's sitting.
And it's all inclusive.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I think sometimes when you talk about other cruise lines, they can sort of get you with those additional costs. But when you have room service or even your the select wines that you were talking about or whatever it might be that could add up on an ordinary cruise, it's not a problem with Silver Sea.
And the flexibility to allow you to have that room service or whatever delivered wherever you are on the ship is a little different too, because most of the time if you're having room service, you're in your cabin. But this gives you that opportunity to not have to leave that special spot that you're enjoying so well and have the come up, serve that, enjoy yourself and keep relaxing and taking in the views that are spectacular.
Yes, we have it on the Spirit right now, and we'll be rolling it out to the Muse and then the other vessels. So we're always trying to create new ways to be innovative, trying to look at new ideas. Because of our Venetian Society list grows and grows every year, and we're trying to look for new destinations for them and new experiences on board.
And Maggie, one of the things that we've spoke about when you were in the office was there are some really opportunities if someone's looking to the cruise, whether there's still space left this year and into next year. You want to kind of give us a little bit of your thoughts on some of the early booking programs and some of the value added.
Well, we have some great savings out there right now. In fact, if clients are willing to pay in full for their cruise for any voyage starting from, say, December 1st of this year, through the end of next year, they'll get an extra 10% off. So that's a great value, particularly if you're leaving anywhere December, January, February, during those months. We also have a new program we introduced last month. It's called Silver Select, and it allows our guests an opportunity to choose from three different added values. One is a $1,500 per suite onboard credit, or they can get 50% off the second suite if they're booking two suites or more. Or say they would prefer to get an upgrade. They could get a two-category upgrade. It's on select voyages between this year and first part of next year through April. And the booking deadline is August 31st. I think they may be extending that through the end of September, though. I've heard that this week. So.
And what an opportunity that is. And before we run out of time, because we're getting close, you also are able to do groups, and we can all do this through the Travel Authority, by the way. All of the discussions, all these reservations, all these specials that Maggie has described, but we can also take care of groups as well on Silver Sea.
Yes, and on some voyages, three couples is a group. So if you're traveling with yourself and your spouse or friend and two other couples, you do want to give one of the agents a call, the Travel Authority, because on some voyages, select voyages, we can give you one free cruise-only berth with a sixth person.
And that is incredible type of group pricing. That is amazing. You know, I've been sitting here watching Colleen just going, yes, because Colleen has the most extensive bucket list in the history
and
of
making them. And she just added a few.
And well, she just added these.
It's not that it's that extensive. I'm very particular, and you actually hit on a couple of them. And I went,
did I? Good.
Oh, they well, really, the possibilities out there somewhere, someday.
They're endless, yeah. Those possibilities.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, and I wanted to mention, too, about we were talking about some of the unique excursions. And a lot of times some of us will sit here and make our travel bucket lists or things that we would like to do, but we don't know. You know, that sounds great, but I don't know how to do it. How do I get there? How can I make this happen for myself? That's what you guys are there for.
Yeah, that's why Bonnie's here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Travel Authority, we really, Silver City is amazing how they keep us up to date on everything going on. The training's extensive for all of our frontline travel consultants. And we're happy to do this. This is an amazing partnership. And we know when someone's going to cruise with Silver Sea, and Maggie's been with Silver Sea for over 18 years, we know the quality. We know the satisfaction. It's just, these are those memories that'll never go away.
That's true. And the nice thing about Silver Sea is that we have a variety of length of cruises. So if you don't have 2 to 3 weeks, we have voyages that are, you know, as short as 6 days, all the way up to 120-day cruise on our world cruise. So there's something there for everybody, whether it be a family group or a group of friends traveling together or just individuals, or they can go a week or 3 weeks. There's something for everyone.
You know, I just have to say it's been, like, such a pleasure talking to you today, Maggie Moran-Holin with Silver Sea. And Bonnie, you know, if people are saying, all right, that's it, it's a rainy day, it's a snowy day soon, or it's a, you know, it's just a bad day, I want to make a plan and go see something that I would never normally see.
We're there for them. All they have to do is contact the Travel Authority office. You can go on our website as well. You'll see your closest locations. And it's amazing. And we're just fresh off of training. Some fun.
So you guys are excited too. Maggie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Today, our guest will be Richard Sapaniak, and he is with Altour American Express in charge of the financial service area. And namely, we're going to talk about foreign currency today. And with Richard, we hopefully will be able to understand how we and why we should purchase foreign currency ahead of time. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining us today. I'd like to start off by speaking about the European Union and the with the British pounds. This spurred many Americans into suddenly considering the value of the U.S. dollar. This happened back in June, as you all are aware, and this also affected some of our exchange rates. On June 25th, this all happened, and our rates were prior to that were, you know, I'll give you an example. They were $1.56 for foreign currency to buy over the counter, and then they dropped down to $1.46, and then just continued to go much lower than that. However, people had called us, and our phones were ringing off the hook about the actual, you know, buying a foreign currency for pounds. What this did, this spurred a lot of people buying for investment purposes, not many, but also for future trips. Many people had come in, and we actually had lines in most of our locations for people buying their pounds. Actually, we did very well on that, and we suggested that people do purchase it for that, you know, the larger amounts for their upcoming trip. You know, this did continue to spur, and we did watch rates, as well as our customers would be calling, you know, on days after this happened with the European Union and the UK. And however, you know, people did continue to buy from us, and the rates did stabilize after a week or so. We carefully, as a foreign currency exchange, did watch our rates carefully and did notify our customers and our clients, as well as our travel clients, that, you know, this is the perfect time for them to buy for future trips. So with that, you know, it all has, up to this date, has stabilized. We do keep a watchful eye on this because there's still, you know, some volatility there that we need to watch. So, but anyway, going forward, it did affect, I just want to share this with you, it did affect the euro as well. Our euro dropped as well during that period. However, it did stabilize, and it continues to stabilize. With that, I'd like to move on and to talk about the importance of purchasing foreign currency through our locations from Altor American Express. Many people, you know, do come into our locations, and they're asking about, should I use my Visa card or credit card versus cash? And we do tell people that they need to be very careful about that when they're traveling abroad. We do suggest that if they are going to use their credit cards, that they need to make sure that they're contacting their bank that their credit card that they're holding their credit cards with, and because there are fees incurred with that, and it can run anywhere from 1 to 3%, and they can add up quickly on purchase of foreign currency through a machine. So therefore, we have an advantage over that. We tell our customers and all our clients that they should take at least $300 to $500 prior to their trip. This way, they don't have to worry about when they get off the plane and wait in long lines, and they're just moving on and going to their destination. Most of our customers do feel comfortable with taking that amount, and we suggest that they do that. And we, as a total group, we never have customers come back with currency, because we tell them you must use all your currency, because we do buy it at a lower rate. We get great feedback from our clients as well with purchasing currency. They always say that, you know, you made a great decision for us, and we continue to do that for that, because we are a company that, you know, provides the foreign currency for them, and we want to ensure that they're, you know, it's as seamless as possible, and that's our goal, to make their trip as seamless as possible and to enjoy where they're going and what they're seeing. We do suggest that, you know, again, we do suggest that you do exchange your currency before you go. We can't tell people enough. It just makes more sense. And then also we do make sure that the client is aware of all the incurred fees, which I mentioned before. If at any point they need to exchange while they're there, they just need to be aware that the rates may differ from the rates here.
For our listeners to understand, you are constantly watching the financial market. You are well aware of what's happening. But when people come into our offices and they ask us about this, should I go to my local bank? Should I do this? It's not necessarily always the best buy, and especially if you're going online and Googling somebody, you have no idea who this is. We're talking about Altor American Express and all of our related offices around the country, including all of our travel authority offices throughout the country, because we are a part of the Altor organization.
Right.
But when you get to, if you've never traveled to Europe or out of the country in general, when you land in an airport, there are needs probably immediately for a certain amount of, you know, foreign currency. And then what do
Absolutely.
You do? You run over to whatever's, you know, location in the airport that's selling that information and selling, you know, what it's going to cost you, and then purchasing it there. And you are going to not necessarily get that best exchange rate.
Absolutely. And airports tend to charge a lot more than your normal, you know, bank or Altor American Express. We've had clients that have come back and say that I didn't even attempt to do that. I just, you know, went to a cash machine and did and purchased foreign currency. But again, you know, we also ensure that our travel counselors in all the locations including the TTA and our TSOs, what we call, is to ensure that they tell their clients to buy currency prior to their leaving. It's just a service. It's a one-stop service, one-stop shopping, we call it. Which is very important. Customer comes in, picks up their documents, and then they go back to the financial services counter and purchase their foreign currency, and they're off and ready to go on their trip.
And Richard, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's a service that customers, we bank on what people tell us when they come back and all their experiences. And, we've never, ever, I can't recall a customer coming back to us and saying, you know what, I shouldn't have done that. I should have did this. I should have did this. They take our word for it because we have all of our financial service representatives go through extensive training prior to working what we call the window on the exchange rates. They're, constantly monitoring them themselves so they can give the best rate to our customers. So we have a variety of people that are extremely knowledgeable in the everyday, not only watching the exchange rates, but advising our clients what they need to do and what they have to do.
And we take it from the frontline travel consultants around the country, around the world, that we want to send our clients off with the peace of mind. So we do everything possible when we're doing the trip planning and everything else like that to make that something that people can leave with confidence. So when you mentioned earlier on that when all of this happened in Europe recently in UK, you were on the phone reaching out to your clients, to our clients. And I think that's an important factor. No ATM machine is going to do that. No local airport in a foreign country is going to do that. It's basically how we joke about we've got your back. And it holds that way completely throughout the outdoor company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's something that we constantly monitor every day. I always say it's like watching the stock market. Because rates do go up. They go up every day. During the day, our rates only change in the morning where, in the afternoon they may change. But, we keep that rate of the day all day long. And it's the best rate that we get from, whatever trading is done on that day. It's just something that people need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. People sometimes come in and they're not sure and they don't know how to convert. And all of our locations and our FSRs go through sort of it's a small educational type of transaction where a customer will ask us, but we, because of the experience that we do have, we will tell them what each euro is worth, what each pound is worth. So this way, when they're in a store or they're buying something, they know what it is in U.S. dollars. Because most people aren't educated enough on how to do that. And they appreciate that we have little cheat sheets that they can take with them. And we give to them so they can, it's like a little card that shows you what this is worth and what that is worth in the current exchange rate. And that's really helpful to customers and clients. They really appreciate us taking the time out and really educating them on what they need to know when they're traveling. Because the worst thing is that when a person goes somewhere and they think they're getting, they're buying something for a reasonable price and they're not. So this way we educate them on that, which is very, very important.
And you're going on vacation or you're going on a very important business trip or, and travel in general. You don't want to be thinking about that stuff. You want people to have thought about it before you start on your vacation, and that's what you absolutely do. Richard, we're asked, is there a minimum order amount?
The minimum is $100. Normally, we do that. If a customer, we have a lot of schools that do come into our locations, and, we actually, as a company, we go out to the schools in the spring, and we share our services with them. A lot of times, these are prepaid. So, there is really no minimum. A lot of times they'll take $50 worth if it's a student or so. But we just educate people to take a little bit more because you're always going to spend a little more than you think. Mm-hmm. And why worry about, trying to convert something when, you have a service here? But to answer your question, $100 is normally the minimum, but basically, if someone comes in, you know, and wants to buy, you know, $50 worth, we'll sell them whatever they would like. Whatever makes them happy, that's our goal.
And what denominations of currency can I order when I'm doing this?
Well, it depends on what the currency is. The denominations, I'll give you an example, euros comes in fives, tens, 20s, 50s, and hundreds. What we do is if a customer is buying a large amount or they're going abroad and they're buying something, you know, if they're going antique shopping or something, they'll take a large amount. We'll advise them to take larger bills so they're not taking, you know, a big, so it's not a lot to carry. But normally we give customers a variety of a mixture of bills, just like we would do in U.S. dollars.
So I'm listening to this and I'm going, okay, I'm going to travel. How far in advance should we help and assist our clients in ordering this?
Well, you know, the thing is now with the rates, it's good to buy now. We don't know what's going to happen in the fall, and always after Labor Day, things change. As far as in advance, most people, and what we advise is 2 weeks prior to your departure. It's something that people, you know, sometimes people don't want to, you know, lay out that amount of money right away, so they'll wait until they're closer. But we have clients that'll buy a month or two in advance. But the majority of our customers will do 2 weeks prior to departure.
And I want to emphasize again that we, as the travel authority, as Richard said, we have multiple offices around. We are all part of the Altour travel company. So we can do it in our individual offices. We have been trained by Richard and his staff. We have the answers to these multiple questions as well. And we have a form that can be completed and, you know, take care of all of this for you so you can still walk into your local office and feel that the relationship is just carrying on to another source of something that you would need to have on your trip. So, and, you know, when we ship this, the question is, where can the order be shipped to?
The order can be shipped to the local office where the customer is booking their trip. For an example, in Traverse City, we have an office there with the Travel Authority. The staff there are well aware of our service because it's their service too. They're offering to their customers. But anywhere, you can just pick up the phone if you're, you know, in Lexington, Kentucky, or if you can call into that location, and we can, you know, order the currency for you. It could be shipped there, or we can send it to their home. That's not a problem. Our payment methods are by, you know, personal check, so it's nothing that, you know, they can send us a personal check, and then once we get that, we can send the currency out. So it's very simple. Mm-hmm. If you're going to our brick-and-mortar locations, as far as what we call the travel service office, the Altour American Express, in different states, we can do that with a credit card as well. And cash, but if you're going into one of our satellite locations, which is, you know, like I said, the example is Traverse City and or Lexington or some of those other locations, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, Travel Counselor has the information what they need to do to get the currency to that customer. And it's normally within a 24 to 48 hour period. We had someone a few days ago call and say they were going on this past Tuesday. Yes, what's today? Wednesday, yesterday. And they called us on Friday, and they had the currency by Monday.
And that's that peace of mind, because that last minute, sometimes we joke about the fact that you do all this planning, all this ahead of time, you've got your checklist, and all of a sudden you get it busy and you go, oops, I forgot to do this. And I know that you're able to accommodate clients just because the customer service level is going to be there. And we do
Absolutely. You do
ship it out, and you ship it out via UPS or whatever. And this way we can track it, and it's coming in there. Richard, I believe you answered this, but I just want to ask this question because we do get this. How does Altour determine the exchange rates, and why are the newspaper rates different? I know the answer, but I'm going to let you kind of reiterate some of the things we talked about first.
Sure. And the newspaper rates or the internet rates, which we get a lot of when customers do come into our locations or ask the question, is that those rates that they see online, those are the interbanking trading rates. So therefore, that the rate is much lower than what we call in our business is the retail rate. The retail rate is always a little bit higher. However, it's very close to what those rates are, the interbank trading rate. So we're very, very competitive with those rates because we want to give our customers value. And that's the most important thing is value for their trip, for their currency. And that's how we service our clients. We can sell somebody something, but we want to offer them the best value that they can possibly get. So that's one thing that they know, that they'll always come back to Altor for this service. Because there's nothing like going somewhere and having a bad experience, which we don't want. Mm-hmm. And this is how we make, get our customer base and get our customers to use our services in the travel business as well as the foreign currency business.
And Richard, it is absolutely, and now I'm going to put both of our hats on as far as the travel industry, it's an absolute great time to be traveling. With what we're seeing from the various cruise lines, tour companies worldwide, and the different offers they're making right now, still for law for 2016 and certainly 2017.
Absolutely. I mean, for us to travel abroad, we're getting, because the dollar is stronger, we're really, you can get more for your money. And that's what we have to tell customers that, it's a very, very good time to travel abroad. I know that things are happening in the world, but however, this is one of the best times, and the rates are just have been so, they fluctuated over the past few months. However, they've been stabilizing and they've been remaining flat, which is good for us as the American traveler.
And the American travelers are very resilient. They really are. And any articles I read, everything like that, people might be looking somewhere and maybe thinking about, but, what we're seeing is either they're still continuing to go, which we've experienced quite a bit, or they've maybe slightly changed the destination they want to go to. Maybe it was on that list and they moved it up and said, I maybe want to go here, a little bit different. But, and obviously, it is a great time to travel. And so if that opportunity comes up and, we know where to get that foreign currency, don't we, Richard?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're waiting for customers to, to give us a call or go into the local travel office. And, don't forget that little that people tend to, forget about that extra, I need money. And then they're at the airport and they look at the exchange rate and they go, oh, my goodness. So that's one thing that, and we do have a checklist. Our travel counselors mm-hmm. are trained to ask that question. And because, like I said before, it's one-stop shopping. And that's the most important because once the person walks out of this office, they're ready to go get on that plane and sightsee and do whatever they want for their upcoming vacation.
We want to make it as stress-free as possible because obviously you're going away to get away and to enjoy that time with your friends, your family, anything. And that's what travel is all about, trying to make those dreams come true. And with you in charge of the whole foreign currency program, with Altor and all of our offices, we do sleep well at night.
Absolutely. And that's our goal. Our goal is to make our customers happy and feel at ease when they're traveling.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel Talk. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. And I hope everybody was a little bit more educated than they were previous. And I appreciate all our listeners out there.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Want to see the world? call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Welcome back to Travel Talk, presented by the Travel Authority. I'm your host, Bonnie Pintozzi, and I'd like to share a few travel tips, ideas, and opportunities for you at this time. You know, planning a trip today can be really confusing and very time-consuming. So that's why, as a travel consultant, we really get into looking at everything that we can do to really benefit your trip planning. Today we spoke about foreign currency, and it's always a wise investment to purchase your foreign currency, as Richard discussed in detail, prior to your departure for any of your trips. We also had that wonderful experience to listen to Silver Sea Cruises, and hopefully we took you far away, so you had that experience through listening to us. But I can tell you that the experience that you would enjoy yourself getting on a Silver Sea cruise will be tremendous, and certainly our travel consultants at the Travel Authority can take you there. I also want to point out something you may not be aware of. Did you know that Adventures by Disney program is on board AMA Waterways? And the Disney Adventures by Disney are amazing trips. These are not with you going to a theme park. These are you taking true adventures. And it's a wonderful program. And by putting that now together with AMA Waterways, you get that opportunity to kind of hopscotch through Germany, Austria, Hungary, visit those castles and all those picturesque medieval villages. You're biking along vineyards. You're trying your hand at archery. And you're doing all sorts of things as you stroll through these old towns. And that is the true beauty of a river cruise, obviously. But at the same time, you get that Adventure by Disney, which is an 8-day river cruise adventure with AMA, which is action-packed. It's an itinerary that takes our clients to like 8 destinations in all these different countries and a whirlwind photo tour and all those highlights to go with it. And only as AMA Waterways and Disney Adventures can do. I just want to make you aware of that, because that's another alternative to cruising, to give you an update on that. Have you ever thought about going to a place like Barbados? How would you get there? What would you do? And when you go to Barbados, you can visit like beautiful gardens inside a cave. What about the rum factories on old plantations? You can swim with sea turtles and enjoy that. You get all these wonderful, wonderful dining experiences as you sit at a cliffside restaurant. You just need to have that opportunity to get there. And I can tell you that through our programs with Delta Vacations and several other companies, we can get you there. So if someone said to you, hey, I went to Barbados and it was wonderful, think about it. It's a great destination to go to, and we definitely have all the opportunities to get you there. Traveling in Europe by rail. Now, here's a great adventure to do. You know, a lot of our travelers want to connect with the destination of the past, and that traveling via rail offers that kind of, I call it a peephole into those bygone times, a great complement to castles, museums, and cafes as you visit when you're traveling through Europe. Moreover, rail travel really gives you as a vacationer easy access to an array of countries within Europe and cuts time down. It also allows you to take a scenic view as you pass through like mountain ranges and cities and indulge in local food and experience unique cultures along the way. Many ways to do it. Did you know that you could take this on a Trafalgar tour? Now, Trafalgar tours, as we talk about constantly, are incredible. I mean, you can go and discover all these little European gems as you make your way through the European rail. The gems of Europe by rail, Budapest, ending in Prague, stopping in Vienna. I mean, these are only cities and areas you've dreamed up, but now you have that opportunity to do it. So you can get that opportunity to take that adventure with Trafalgar. Or if you're looking to do something that's a little bit different, you get Switzerland, an eight-day contrast of Switzerland itinerary, which showcases a lot of beautiful areas. And we have the tour companies and the opportunities to take you there. How about going on a Glacier Express for an eight-hour railway journey that will take you, now, okay, over 291 bridges through 91 tunnels in across passes at total, you know, height of almost 7,000 feet above sea level. It's a beautiful opportunity to take you through the Swiss Alps. And again, that's announced by Trafalgar for 2017. They have an incredible opportunity out there for you. And if you want to go to Ireland, who doesn't want to go to Ireland? Okay, you can launch, you know, Ireland's first luxury sleeper within the next couple months. It's called the Belmont Grand. And it'll offer 2, 4, and 6-night journeys from Dublin. Another great opportunity for you to do. We're looking at rates that are very affordable and an opportunity to really get out there and enjoy one of the most beautiful areas in the world. So these are the types of destinations that we may sometimes not think of, but traveling by rail and enjoying that can be quite fun and something we hope you try that experience. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo, Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you through Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego Bay. Dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical color.